This year, many community radio stations celebrate big milestones. One of them is 2XX in Canberra, which will celebrate its 50th anniversary. The station has passed through several actions on its lifespan, but it's kept close to its community values to showcase how Canberra is shaped. I spoke with radio journalist and volunteer at 2XX, Rod Taylor, about the station and his reflections on the station's history.
Yeah, well, who would have thought 50 years ago? And you know the song that goes, from little things, big things grow. Well, in the ANU campus in the mid-1970s, there was a student radio station. In fact, I think they're still going. You remember the Gough Whitlam years, right? So there, we had marriage reform, we had Medicare, free healthcare and so on. Where are you now, Gough Whitlam? Well, one of the things that they did back then was they got behind the idea of community radio because there was no such thing, not in a formal sense back then. And so the minister at the time, Moss Cass, granted these licenses for community radio, and one of those was 2XX. And so we started broadcasting from the campus, the Drill Hall Gallery on the edge of the ANU, the 2nd of July, 1976. And our station represents so much to so many people, the issues and the things you just don't pick up on conventional media.
As you were saying, I mean, the station has passed through a lot around these 50 years. What can you reflect about the station's history and its current situation now?
Like I say, when you tune into the media, what do you get? You get the mainstream voices, you get the issues that they want to talk about. But who in Australia wants to talk about the gay and feminist and lesbian rights? Who wants to talk about Indigenous affairs or multicultural affairs? So back in the early, mid-1980s, there was apartheid protests. You know, so it was a terrible thing in South Africa. They had a divided society. And so getting behind that cause was 2XX. And the whole raft of other similar sort of causes, union issues and so on. And so 2XX and the other community stations around Australia represent those voices. And that's actually fundamental to the core of what it means to be Australian. And you know that overused term, you know, that's not Australia. Well, Australia is a really diverse and interesting place. And if we start excluding those voices, we are severely diminished. So there's those sorts of issues, but there's also the local music. But what about local music? Where do people begin? And so that's a really big part of what we've done. We've been broadcasting local music for many years and other types of music that you don't get elsewhere.
How has the station shaped Canberra in terms of community landscapes, such as the social one and the cultural ones?
Something like community radio is a way for people to connect. So if you look at what a commercial station does or a commercial media outlet does, it's a profit ultimately because those stations have to earn an income. Well, community radio and community organisations are really about community. It's about how people work together. It's about trust. It's not about profit. And so 2XX and the other community organisations in Canberra and around Australia are absolutely fundamental to the fabric of this country. And so look, last week we were broadcasting live from the Multicultural Festival here in Canberra, and what a wonderful thing, and that celebrates the experiment that we have conducted in this country so successfully, and that makes us absolutely integral to what Canberra is.
Now, as you mentioned, I mean, Canberra is a growing multicultural city with a lot of multicultural communities there. How has 2XX supported this cohort particularly?
Yeah, that's a really core part of what we do on 2XX. So before we spoke, I checked our program, and guess what? There are 20 different programs dedicated to multicultural affairs, broadcasting in other languages. So we've got Mauritian, Macedonian, Spanish, Ghana, French, you name it. And so those multicultural communities really contribute to what it means to be Australian. And we provide an outlet, we provide a forum, and those people, they don't lose their cost just because they come to Australia. They are part of it, and they make us a much more interesting place.
Now, what are some of the activities 2XX will showcase to celebrate the 50th anniversary?
Well, this is really about celebrating what we've achieved and those people 50 years ago. So we've been getting in touch with the old guard, the people who actually made this happen. We want to celebrate what those people have done, and we're doing this through a whole bunch of different forums.
That was volunteer and radio journalist from 2XX, Rod Taylor. Congratulations to 2XX in Canberra.